You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
State of the States with US correspondent Jason Leopold.
Hey Jason, how you doing?
Hey, how are you? Great to be with you today.
Yeah. So for our last show of the year, thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, great.
Yeah. So just the last show before we head off for a Christmas and New Year break. So I guess I just wanted to catch up with you about some of the big things that happened in the US this year. I guess it's been a pretty turbulent year in the US, to say the least.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say that 2016 has been a shitty year. It's been a pretty horrible year on many different fronts, certainly in politics. I mean, look, you know, there's breaking news out right now, if you want to call it breaking news. I'm not sure I would agree with it being breaking news, but the final results are in, and more Americans voted for Hillary Clinton than any other losing presidential candidate in U.S. history.
Wow.
She has nearly 3 million more votes than Donald Trump. And so that sort of underscores the fact that, yes, Trump is the president-elect, but he does not have a mandate. He didn't win the popular vote. It really raises questions about this archaic electoral college system we have in place. And it also, I mean, that really is what dominated much of the year. You know, the fact that you had this contentious political campaign between these candidates, and it's already off to a pretty odd, strange start in terms of who Trump is appointing. I mean, it's you look back on 2016, and then you just wonder, you know, well, geez, what does 2017 have in store? The fact that you have this president-elect choosing billionaires, really, you know, one could argue that, you know, these oligarchs that he's choosing for these high-level cabinet positions. So, I think one of the other, if I may add, the noteworthy things just moving over to the Obama administration, he's going to be leaving office not being able to fulfill a promise to close Guantanamo that's going to stay open. I was actually just there. They're also over there trying to figure out, well, geez, what's going to happen under a President Trump? President Obama is trying to move out about 17 to 18 detainees within the next month, and that would whittle down the number to about 42. But it really looks like, you know, Donald Trump is going to keep it open, and whether or not he fills it up, that's a whole other story.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, even both these things, though, they kind of almost point to problems that exist in the system, right? That, you know, like Hillary Clinton got 3 million more votes than Donald Trump, and yet Donald Trump's going into the White House, and then also Obama,
right,
that he couldn't do all the things that he was kind of like wanting to do because, you know, there were so many barriers to him trying to make those things happen, right? So, yeah.
Exactly. I mean, you captured it perfectly, and I think that, you know, you're right. It is the system. It's certainly, you know, a system in place where, you know, say people in my state, California, you know, their vote, doesn't really, it feels like it doesn't count, or in other states where, you know, you feel like your vote doesn't count, whereas a vote in a very small state has, you know, far more, far more power, if you will, than other states. So that's part of, that's part of the system. The fact is Obama swept into the White House 8 years ago, promising, hoping to change politics in Washington. It's actually gotten worse, and I think President Obama would be the first to, you know, to say that. It certainly does not look like it's going to get any better. That we're going to see, you know, the things improve. I mean, the country is still divided. You know, it's still You know, there's still quite a bit of partisanship in place.
Absolutely. And so going into 2017, how are things looking politics-wise?
Well, that's really what, you know, what the big question is that we're all wondering, because it's hard to predict, you know. Trump is a wild card. Donald Trump is not your typical, by any means, obviously, you know, president-elect. We don't know what he's going to do. You know, the big talk from Congress, obviously, has been repealing Obamacare. You know, the healthcare legislation, you know, government healthcare that was put into place that accounts for about 20 million people who have healthcare coverage. And, you know, Republicans have said that, you know, one of their first acts when the new Congress is seated is repealing that. It actually may end up being far more expensive to do so. So, you know, it remains to be seen exactly what they're going to do. I mean, and that would actually hurt people. So, so you have that. I mean, with regard to, I think, you know, what we're all looking at is, foreign policy issues. You know, what's going to happen, you know, conflicts that we're involved in, wars that we're involved in, you know, around the world. And that's really up in the air. I mean, it's very difficult to predict what, you know, what Trump's agenda will be. I think what's really going to be all-consuming, however, is these Senate confirmations that are going to need to take place for Trump's nominees. So, for example, his a nominee to head the State Department, to be Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, the chief executive of ExxonMobil, who's, you know, has ties to Russia, you know, questionable business practices that we've seen in documents. I mean, you know, there's a possibility that some of these nominations can be derailed, or they just won't get confirmed. So it's going to be really, really contentious. I mean, I think that even the inauguration on January 20th, I kind of think it'll be pretty ugly. And if you want to look back to 2009, when you had over a million people show up in Washington to, you know, support and welcome President Obama, because that was a milestone. I mean, we excuse me, you know, voted in the first African American president. And here we are 8 years later. I mean, that where we are 8 years later certainly shows, you know, that's a great example of what some of those problems are, you know, that exist, that partisanship, you know, the President Obama wasn't able to bridge this, you know, divide between Republicans and Democrats. The country is still, you know, sharply divided. And, you know, so it's, you know, we're all here, at least in the media, kind of like trying to figure it out. But it's one of those instances where you can't even predict it. And if I just may also add, in terms of reporting it, because you have a president-elect who takes to Twitter and lies, outright lies. He makes things up. His officials that he's appointed, you know, to as part of this transition team, make things up. It's very difficult to then try and obtain information from, you know, people who are anonymous sources, and report it, because it may not be, one, it's the likelihood, who knows, you know, it may not be true, and the public obviously will have, will question it, will question the veracity of that information. So, you know, the reporting game, reporting on this administration is going to be a huge, huge challenge.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, it looks like it's going to be a very interesting year going into next year. But that's all we've got time for today, unfortunately, Jason. Thank you so much for speaking with us every week this year. It's been such a pleasure.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.